The Book Romans, Part 8. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the Book of Revelation, which is the handbook that we are using for the study, the revelation of the Book of Revelation, which is an A4, 800 pages, nearly 800 pages of revelation, word and history. That will always be a blessing because it's all about the eschatology and the end time. Should you have a question or just maybe want to share something, welcome to call me at my WhatsApp numbers, +27 for South Africa, and my number is 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, it's https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you already missed out on a bit of information. It is very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that you're currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad, or if you have a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version available, you can use it. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the foreign people or groups, any messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Yom movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Jehovah Witness or Seventh-day Adventists. We're not part of any Protestant movement, Catholics or whatever church denomination. We are only an end-time Bible study group. It's 29 years that I don't belong to no church organization. I belong to the Bride of Yahshua, hallelujah. We are mainly using the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, which I have a couple of copies available. Should you require one, you can contact me for the price. According to this Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahshua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Very welcome to the Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a blessing. I trust that the study this morning will be a blessing to you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahshua. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning. The book Romans chapter 1, and we are at verse 7. Now, Apostle Paul is writing, he says, to all, look at my fingers, to all who are part of the Bride of Yahshua, who were redeemed by his blood. Now, previously you would have just read, to all that be in Rome, beloved of Yahweh Almighty. But with the section that I'm filling in with my fingers, it gives a total meaning, different meaning, to the scripture. Because suddenly we understand who is talking to whom and about what. To all, look at my fingers, who are part of the Bride of Yahshua, who were redeemed by his blood. So who is he talking to? He's talking to the bride. He's talking to the Bride of Yahshua, the Yahwist. He says to all who be in Rome, beloved of Yahweh Almighty. Atheists and New Ages, they don't love Yahweh Almighty or Yahshua. They don't live and function through the Ruach HaKodesh every day. Instead, they will avoid the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. They will try and avoid the voice of the Ruach HaKodesh calling out to them. But we, as beloveds, we who are part of the bride of Yahushua, we who are part of Yahweh's plan, we are beloved of Yahweh, our Elohim. You know who is he? He's the creator of heaven and the earth. You want to know a celebrity? You think a celebrity is somebody that drives a Porsche or a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, who stays in a two-story, double-story house, or a swimming pool and a lake? No. I can introduce you to the celebrity of all celebrities. Everybody should craze to know him. Not just to know him, but to love him and be loved by him. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we can have eternal life and life in abundance. Isn't that wonderful? Not just life, but life in abundance. Beloved of Yahweh Almighty. Now let me read the scripture. Romans 1 verse 7. To all who are part of the bride of Yahushua, who were redeemed by his blood, that be in Rome. Listen to now. Beloved of Yahweh Almighty, called to be saints. Now, I don't like the word saints, because sometimes people, when you talk about saints, or they think it's angels. Other times saints is reflecting onto holy people. It's called to be part of the bride of Yahushua. Called to be part of the body of Yahushua. Because he says he's the head, we are the body. Who? We who have been redeemed by his blood. We who have come to repentance and were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of our sins. Us who does not fear to proclaim the name above every other name, and to testify about this name, and to live out that which we have received into a lost world. While people is dying in their sins, longing to be saved, seeking for something to hang on, something which is valuable. People is longing for this. That's why you have drug addicts and all these things. Because people does not know what to do with their life. They're seeking for something to be known by, to be identified by. That's why we are called Yahwists, which means followers of Yahushua. So were the apostles and disciples called 2,000 years ago. Yahwist with a V, not a W. Called to be saints. Called, and I want to change that, saints. Called to be bride of Yahushua, who lives in holiness, who strives towards holiness every day of our life. To be a saint means that I'm sinless. And the Bible says everybody has sinned, and that deprived them of the grace. But we are saved by grace. Called to be saints. Called to be messengers. Called to be evangelists. Called to be carriers of this revelation word. We are called to make a difference in a lost world. It says, grace to you and peace from Yahweh our Father. To those that falls into the category of those who are born again by water and spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. As Yahushua said unto Nicodemus, you need to be born again of water and the Ruach HaKodesh. How do I go back into the womb of my mother? Nicodemus is thinking in a natural way. Yahushua swears, verily, verily, I say unto you, if you are not born again of the water and the Ruach, you will not see the kingdom of Yahweh, my Father. This means you won't go to heaven? No. No. There's a mystery about it. You will not see the honeymoon suite, if I may use that word. Because the honeymoon suite is only for the bride and the bridegroom. It's not even for the in-laws. Only for the bride and the bridegroom. It's not for the guest. So it doesn't mean if somebody is not immersed or baptized in the name of Yahushua, they will not see the kingdom. No. Because the guy, the sinner on the cross, on the right hand side of Yahushua, he was not immersed or baptized. But Yahushua promised him, today, verily I say unto you, you will, he swears, verily, verily I say unto you, you will be with me in paradise, which is the third heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the sinner on the cross received grace, and grace will take you into third heaven, which is a good place to be. It's not purgatory or the realm of death, where after there's a white throne judgment. No. If you have made the third heaven, which is paradise, there is no white throne judgment. The only thing is, the people, those that only makes the third heaven, paradise, who do not have, who are not clothed with the cloth of righteousness, which is the wedding garment. Galatians 3:26-29. Go and read it. He says, those who are immersed in the name of Yahushua have put on the wedding garment. Without the wedding garment, you can't go into the honeymoon suite, the honeymoon room, because it's only for the bride and the bridegroom. And then the second time, Nicodemus said, how do I do it? Yahweh swears again. He said, very, very, a second time. I think it's verse 5. He says, if you are not born again of water and spirit, you will not enter. Enter what? Enter the bride's honeymoon suite, the seventh heaven. But without being immersed, only accepting Yahushua as your Savior and living accordingly, you can go into the third heaven. But where do you want to be? You only want to go to paradise and miss the rest of the other heavens? No. There's a song that says, I want it all. I want it all. We don't just want a part of it. We want it all. Everything. When it comes to the rewards that will be given out in heaven, we want everything. That's why today we have the opportunity, while listening to these studies, participating in these studies every morning. My greatest objective is to get every person that's looking and listening to this message to make a new conversion every day. Every day make a new paradigm shift, a mind shift. And that's why we are striving towards holiness. Without striving towards holiness, we can never see the kingdom of Yahweh. We need to lay off, as we continue in life, we need to lay off daily, daily, daily. We need to lay off in order to fit right onto the pinnacle, which is eternal, which is eternity, which is everlasting life. living forever in the presence of Yahweh our Elohim and Yahushua. So he says here, he says to all who are part of the bride of Yahushua and who have been redeemed by the blood that be in Rome. He talks about the pagans that were saved in Rome who are now, when he talks to them, they are no more pagans. They are called part of the bride of Yahushua. He calls them my brothers, beloved of Yahweh Almighty. With other words, you became part of the body of Yahweh and Yahushua. Called by, he says, called to be saints. That means you are called to live in holiness. Strive towards perfection. Grace to you and peace from Yahweh our Father. What great price, what opportunity to know that grace be to you and peace from the Creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh Elohim, and Yahushua our Master, and I want to say our Redeemer and our Savior. Hallelujah. What a privilege that we as Yahfis today, we don't fear the Father or the Son. We love them with all our hearts. Until tomorrow morning, let's use every opportunity and do the best we can for the kingdom of Yahushua. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.